Concern is once again rising in the cash-strapped Utica City School District as the state mulls over the possibility of allowing another charter school to open. WRVO's Gino Gerentino reports on the controversy.
Earlier this year, a group led by Christina Johnson applied to the SUNY Charter Schools Institute to establish the Mohawk Valley Community Charter School within the Utica School District to serve elementary-age children. Johnson, an educator and local resident, says the school would provide an alternative for parents and improve the quality of education in the city. The proposed charter school has hundreds of local supporters and backing from SUNY New Paltz and the Mohawk Valley Institute for Learning and Retirement. This is the fourth time the school's application has been submitted. Three previous times, the application was withdrawn. The SUNY Board of Trustees will make the decision whether or not to approve the school, but approval doesn't come with extra funding. That's why the Utica City School District and other members of the community oppose the proposal. Superintendent Bruce Karam says the district is already struggling to balance its budget, and the addition of another school would only make matters worse.
We don't have a problem with choice in charter schools. It's just that they need to be funded separately under a separate line item from the state budget and not coming out of the state aid revenue that the public school system gets, because it just further diminishes our resources and we have to cut more teachers and staff in order to make it up.
In the fall of 2013, the Utica Academy of Science Charter School opened for grades 6 through 9 with plans to expand to grade 12, amid concerns from the school district about cost. That school is using a projected $2.5 million in district funds. Karam says the Mohawk Valley Community Charter School could need $1.5 million if it's approved. In addition to the school district, the City Common Council, the Greater Utica Chamber of Commerce, and other area politicians oppose opening a new school. The City Council passed a resolution saying the district can't afford a new school. This year's school budget calls for more than 20 positions to be cut to close the gap, and 4th Ward Councilman Joe Marino, who wrote the resolution, says there isn't enough money in the pot to support new projects right now.
Putting another charter school on us and having the state determine that another charter school comes into the city really puts another undue, unfunded mandate on the school district. So, you know, again, it'll turn into teachers being cut, it'll turn into class sizes being increased, and that in turn will, you know, lessen the effect of the education of the students that maintain themselves inside the Utica City School District.
The school district says they should hear from SUNY about the decision around June 1st. District Superintendent Karam says he has no idea whether or not it will be approved or rejected. For WRVO News, I'm Gino Gerentino.